Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yahshua has granted unto Israel the abundance of life. Live in Yahshua. Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For I must say with great euphoric, I take great delight in all that Yah has done for Yisrael. I am a seed of the election of my Abba, called by the mercies of Almighty Yah before the foundations of the world to inherit the inheritance that He has positioned for all Israel. And I am truly born again of the Ruach of Yahshua HaMashiach. For the testimony is real, and it is certainly alive in me, because I take great delight in what Yahweh commands unto the buy at the house of His election. I take great delight that He would instruct me, that He will command me. For I know in that there is a genuine concern for my welfare, my growth, and certainly my maturity as the battles of life contend against the very power of His truth to create doubt, speculation, that we wonder, that we question. I simply want to have the imunah, the faith, to believe Yah. Without that, we can never please Him. Without trusting Him, we shall never please Him. It is His imunah, and that is developed by His imat, His truth. And with that, we declare with the consensus that He is the Omein, He is the Excellent One, and that what He has declared unto Yisrael, we can trust in that. There are many, because I hear from all kinds of people scattered throughout the nations and also throughout these United States of America. I was saying to Brother Patrick yesterday that there's a brother there in Virginia, Brother John, and he sent me an email concerning some websites. And he asked me to visit that. And as I began to visit and carouse through many of the sites, I would listen to the music. And you can hear the sound of Brother Patrick's voice and Victory Choir. They're coming out of Dominican Republic. You can hear the sweet voice of Teshua and Bethany that comes out of Jamaica, because they come from all over the world, because they hear the sound of the shofar. And the music blares from all the nations. For Yah shall bring the seed of Israel into the oneness of the true commitment that we are committed unto Him. And that is the vital, most important thing of this hour, that we are committed unto Him. And when we find ourselves committed unto Him, then we will know, brothers and sisters, the life, the high that He puts in us, it will become a delightsome thing. There is no life without the instructions of the Torah. You can have no life. Man today call life food and raiment, and what things that they have procured unto themselves. But that is agony. That is oppression. That is suppression. That's what that is. It is slavery. But that is not what the scripture calls the life, the hayah. And that is to be alive. To have the living flow of the Torah flowing from us. To have the power of that living testimony of Yahshua. What the world called living today, that's not living. They have no vibrant testimony. They are bound down. They are oppressed. They are suppressed. Their minds are shaped by the powers of hell. And Yah says, in order for us to live, I must shape your mind. He did it with Adam and Shiva. He breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living. He had the Hayah. He had the life of his Ruach. He had the power of the living strength of his Torah. He had the continuous flow of the visitation of Almighty Yah. This nation presents no life at all. There is no life in this nation. We that are the elect of Israel, the only life we're going to find is in Yeshua HaMashiach. We must have that mind. We must. The beasts of the field live. They have life in them. But there is no living substance of the vivaciousness of Yah that flows from them as it does for Israel. That's why as we understand this life, it is the beauty of the life to come. And that is why we began to comprehend that there's a great rejoicing. We have this living expression that flows from the inward parts because it testifies the power of Yeshua HaMashiach. And if we don't have that, there is no ever flow from our inward parts. There is no power of this flowing life of the witness of Yeshua in us. And so we are humdrum. We're brought low. We're bound. We're brought under. But it's one thing that I know, that whom Yeshua makes free, they're free. Yeshua commands me. He says the enemy Shatan, he comes to rob, steal, and to kill. He said, but I've come to give you life. Hallelujah. You must understand what life is in order to understand the life that he gave. No, it is not just like, quote, Jesse Jackson said, the pie in the sky, unquote. But it is a life that we live here with great anticipation of the life to come. Hallelujah. He shall come to give you life. Hi. Hiya. More abundantly, that the living power of Torah may flow, that the living power of the understanding of Yahweh may flow in your inward parts, and out of your belly the fountain shall flow the issues of life. This is not life, what America calls life. It is a false substitute. It is a mutated form of thing, but it's not the life of Yahweh. Hallelujah. It is not his life. And when a man begins to experience that, when a daughter of Tizion began to experience that, they cannot hold back the flowing well that flows like the rivers of water. That's what thy weed said. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And when the rivers began to cross, and when the rivers began to overflow, their dams, nothing holds back the river. Nothing at all. I don't care what they put up. When one truly has this living flow and this river of life in them, nothing holds back the great rejoicing before Almighty Yah. Nothing. There's only one thing that will hold that back. Oh, I'm going to press through on this. Hallelujah. This is what Israel needs. You know, Elder Martin, he reminded me in an admonishment today before we left my office. He said, I want to tell you something, preacher. This word that you preach to us, it is just not speaking to us. It is speaking to Israel and the whole of the house of Israel. He said, you're not just speaking to us. This is meant for the ears of Israel, regardless to whom they are, to hear it. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have those that are wise among you. And that speak wise things in simplicity. It is great to have those that accommodate you, that speak the simplicity of Yah's Emet, his truth. It is a wonderful thing to have that. You cannot experience the life of Almighty Yah. You can never experience the Hayah. We have high. The animals have high. But we can never experience the Hayah, this lively flow and the power of this lively flow, unless we go the order that he commands us to go. We can never And if we don't experience that in our lives, we'll always be humdrum. We will be laborers to the taskmaster of slavery, whom Yahshua makes free. We are free. We are not bound by the shackles of hell. Our minds are not bound. We are not under the curse of the law of flesh. Yahshua has made us free from the curse of the law of the flesh. So we don't have to give in to the will of the flesh. Nor do we have to be obedient unto the commands that the flesh orchestrate or command us to walk in. I want to revisit Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. The 30th chapter. And verse 15. This is the living of Yahweh. It is expressed in the book, in the Torah. It is not what the theology expressed what living is. The high Yah of Yah, it brings forth this exuberation of the testimony of Yahshua. And if we're not exuberated by the power of that testimony, then something is missing from our river. It is not a flowing river. It is a stagnant, dead river. But Scripture tells us the process to the life of Yah. And when a man has this, then he is living of Yahweh. And that is what the Hayah is. It is living of Yahweh. It is living by Yahweh. It is living in Yahweh. Because Yahweh is the life of that man. Was he not the life of Adam? Did he not breathe the breath in him? And he became a living soul? Did he not depart his power into Adam? And he became a living nephesh. His body came alive. His mind came alive. His hands began to animate. His voice came alive. His praises came alive. He made him a living nephesh. The entirety of his being emanated Yah. Hallelujah. Not just the liquid things of his lev, but his entire being. We can never experience the living of Yah unless we receive the instructions of Yahweh. You will never know what the living of Yahweh is unless you receive the instructions of Yahweh. This is not living in this nation. This is corruption of death. It is death. The economy is dead. It caused death in your homes. Their fun frill games and their fun frill events. It brings death and separation. It does not produce the kind of living power that Yah says, come forth where a man obeys him. It doesn't produce that. So America is a cauldron of darkness and death. You cannot live the American's lifestyle and think you're going into the kingdom. We must live the way that Yah commands under His Mishra, under the form of His government. You will have more than your heart could ever desire. For above all things, you desire to see the face of Yahshua. And your everyday is inquiring of the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is your delight. It is not in anything. Yes, there's a place in the Apocrypha, I believe it's in Baruch. He says that everything in life consists of wood, cloth, metal, and tin. But the life of Yahweh is greater than what those things consist of. That's all what we call life is. But the life of the Hayah of Yah, it is a living flow of His power that constantly permeates the mind of Yisrael. And so in the midst of affliction, there's a great rejoicing that he has subject them to this for His honor. And the power of His Tefirah that will shine forth out of Israel. Hallelujah. And He created us, things of dirt. Hallelujah. Yet He has set us forth in the excellence of His power. He formed us in His image. He did not make a dog that way. He did not make a cow that way, but He made man that way. He did not do for a cow what He did for man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet Solomon in all of his honor, he did not array as one lily, but yet he visited Solomon. He visited Solomon. He was mindful of Solomon more than he was mindful of the lily of the field. Hallelujah. That's why he shall come again. Yahshua, the imminent It is one of destruction and devastation upon a wicked world that has defied the Torah truth imatz of Almighty Yah. This is life. Hallelujah. Moshe speaking unto Israel by the command of Yah, by the vocal perception of Yah. He says in Devarim 30:15, I want to remind us of this. Yah says, see, I have set before you this day life, Hayah. I have set before you life and Tav, and also death, Maveth, and I have also set before you evil. Now we know what man chooses today. He chooses death and evil. You understand, brothers and sisters, I'm not worried about judging the world. My concern is not the mishpatim upon the world. It is upon Israel. He said to Israel, I'll set before you today that which is Tav, that which is Roth. I'll set before you Maveth, death. And I've also set before you life. I'll set before you the life. He did it from the beginning. There was a tree in the garden. It was the tree of life. It was not that Adam could not eat from that tree. And it is not so today that we cannot eat from that tree. That is not something in the distance, but that is the now tree. And we must eat from it. Hallelujah. You don't eat from it, you will not have life. And I will show you whether you're eating from it, all right? I'm so glad that the scripture is so clear. You can't hide from it. You can run, but you can't hide. You can try to twist it, but Yah will always raise up His Ruach and a man, His servant, that they will speak authoritatively what the scriptures command. Sure they will. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua had to make sure that everything was in place before He ascended. He had to make sure that the gifts of Yah were in the earth. It's either that Yah has blessed us with those gifts, or He is unfaithful and He is untruth. And we know that He cannot lie. Let David Roberts be a liar, but let Yahweh be truth. And He has placed among Israel just what He intended. He has given Israel pastors after His own leather, and men that will speak by the command of Almighty Yah. He is not saving the world. He is saving Israel. He is saving Israel. He will judge Israel. The world is already condemned. The world loves not. Yahshua did not come to condemn the world. Why? Because it was condemned. Other worlds condemn us. Never bring life. Verse 16, he said that, in that I command you this day, first of all, to Ahavaya, your Abba, to love Him. And you can say what you want to. I want to tell you this. Listen to me carefully. If a man says he loves Yah, he can say, quote, he loves God, unquote. That's all right. But if a man says he loves Yah, he commands them first to love Me. If a man says he loves Yahweh and do not what His commandments, his mitzvah says, scripture says he's a liar. And there is no truth in him. When a man defies the mitzvah of Yah, he is a damn liar. When a woman will prostitute her wickedness, a wicked soul, to defy the Torah of Yah, she is a Jezebel. You get quiet, but it's still the truth. He said, first of all, to love Me. And how do we love Him? By keeping His mitzvah. This damn trust that Christendom has taught us, I love God, unquote. Quote, I love God, unquote. Lies from hell. They don't even love their gods. They're unfaithful Jezebels. They're not persistent in the standards of their gods. And so the living power Torah gives us insight into how we know we love Him. By keeping His commandments. A person is a flat-out liar. They can say what they want to. If it's not according to what Scripture says, they are liars. So if a man says he loves him, if a woman says she loves him, if a young woman or a young man say they love him and keep not his mitzvah, that's a liar. And there is no emet in them, no truth at all. They are of the seed of hell. They are of Satan. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, your mama, your daddy. That's what Yah says. They're liars. You go from the presence of a fool like that. No liar shall tarry before Yah. You say you love Yah, you keep His commandments. You obey His mitzvah. You're a damn liar and you're damned. And that is the truth. I speak to Israel. I speak to the bayat of His election, Israel. You are a damn liar. And there is no truth in you. That's what scripture says. First of all, it begins, Ahava, to love Him. Hallelujah. We must find out what loving Yah is in order to say we love Him. Hallelujah. We've been taught a false perception of what is Ahava is, have we not? Quote, oh, I love the Lord Jesus. Quote, I love God. Quote, I just love God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unquote. Lies. The scriptures direct. Yokohan says, if a man says he loves Yah and keeps not His commandment, he is a liar. That's the truth. Well, that's my cousin. She is a Jezebel liar. Well, that's my mother. She is a liar. This is my son. He is a liar. This is my daughter. She is a Jezebel. She's a liar. You don't even know how to love. Love is an order. It's a law. And it comes from Yah. For Yah is what? Love. So the law of, or the Torah of love must come from Him. I'm going to press on. That's all right. As Elder Martin reminded me today, this is not just for us here. This is for Israel. And you that are not Israel, you are not here anyway. So it makes no difference anyway, whether you hear me or not. Hallelujah. It makes me no different. I'm not offended at all because men or those who not want to associate with me, I get that all the time. Hallelujah. I do, my brother. I get some twisted emails, some twisted letters. Hallelujah. But it makes no difference at all. I had a man call me recently. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I want to come there. I'm looking for a community to live in. He said, I come with strength, money. I said, your money means nothing here, man. If I was a man after money, then I would have spoken to him in a way that would have comforted him, but at least get some money. I said, it means nothing. I said, this place wasn't built, first of all, on your money, and it wasn't built on money. It was built by the direction of Almighty Yah, so your money means nothing at all. Well, I don't think that you're Messiah-like. I says, that's so. Then why did you call me then? Undoubtedly, there must have been some pressing for him to call me. I will not compromise with this wicked generation. It began, brothers and sisters, you will never experience life unless you understand the power of His Ahava. He said, first of all, I command you this day. Not that He asked us, He commanded us. He commanded us. He commanded us. Not that he said, will you love me? No, He commands us. He said, you must love me. There's no question about that. When a man loves Yah, he doesn't compromise His Torah. He says, I command you this day to love Yah, your Abba, and to walk in His ways, and to keep His mitzvah, and His statutes, and His mishpatim, that you may what? That you may hayah. That's the only way you're going to live, brothers and sisters. Yeshua came to strengthen the power of life in us, the Hayah of Yah. You must keep His mitzvah. This is a dead generation. Men, yet they're living in the flesh, but they're dead. There's no life in them. Their laughter is full of death. When they speak, it's death. When they laugh, death is there. That's the generation that we live in. Now this is Yah's instruction how Israel shall live. It is not to the world. You must have judgment in order to live. You must have the mishpatim of Yah in order to live. You must walk in the restraints and the statutes of Yah. That is what government is. You must have the mishra, the government of Yah, in order to live. You live outside the bounds of any government, then death ensues you. Can I show us a perfect example? You go to what they call the gang-infested neighborhoods. And you do something outside of their unwritten code or their law that is written and see what happens. And see if they will not kill you. They will not blast you to hell. You do that. You disregard their mandate and see what will happen. They will kill you quicker than they kill a fly. I listened to this fool one day. He said, I walked up on one of my boys from the Crip game. He said, and he had a little 4-year-old baby in his arm. I said, put him down. He said, I'm not going to do it. Well, the fellow figured that because he had the child, he would not shoot him. He said, put the boy down. And this boy is talking like this. He said, put him down. So the boy will not put him down. He said, no, I'm not going to put him down. He says, so I smoked the both of them. He said, because the boy, he's going to grow up to be a blood too. So I smoked them both. And his conscience, you could just sense he had new conscience. That is the power of a conscience. It is a lively thing. The conscience of this nation, it is a seared conscience. There's nothing to come forth for. Why? Because it's rejected the Torah of Yah. It has rejected the Torah. That's why we look hard. Our expressions are hard. Our demeanor. Because the conscience is seared. And so the Torah of Yah cannot penetrate. He commands us to love him, to keep his statutes, his mitzvah, that you may live, brothers and sisters, and not only that, you may multiply. Not only in the physical sense, but that your fruits. Yeshua said, the enemy come to steal, kill, and to destroy. I come that you may have life, that you may have Hayah, and you may have it more abundantly. Are we experiencing the abundance of life? I know what the wicked say. They think because they got a plasma 42 inch, they think because they're internet connected, that's life. That is hell and death. You have no time to love your wife. You have no time for your husband. You have no time for your children. The world is raising them like hell. That's not life. That's stupidity. Your mind is shaped by the powers of hell. Have no ahava for Yah. And you say that's life. You are a jackass. That's ignorant. That's not life. That's boredom. Is death. There's nothing fulfilling in that. To watch the wicked world serenade in all of their damnable defiance of the Torah of Yah. You call that life. And to feel your belly. Life is more than raiment and eating. Of course, that's what we as a nation has done. We just love to eat because we have no life. We don't want to eat from the tables of Yah. But we love the dens of hell. We love the filthy tables that are pukerish. We love that. But when it comes to the table of Yah, we don't love it. I want this life. And I want to find out how this life began to maturate in me. And began the fullness of it, the abundance of it. May be expressed in me. He said, you will multiply, and Yahweh your Abba shall barak you. He shall bless you. He shall bless you. He shall speak from his lips, and life shall flow in you. Look at what they're doing to people that have worked 28, 30 years in a corporation. When you see these large banking institutions falling the way they are falling, like Bear Stearns and all of them. Do you understand what the city of Monroe does with the retirement of Brother Kevin's money? They put it into money markets. They put it into growth funds. And when the growth funds fail, then he loses everything. And now they're talking about that this retirement generation, it's going to be very bleak for them. For their monies are taken by the super rich, pedophile, spiritual pedophiles of hell that rape your sons and your daughters. You are laying up in a house which you're not going to reap. There's only one house you're going to lay up in and you're going to reap. And that is the house of Yah. Bring the whore down, Yah. Bring her monetary system, her mercantile. Bring it down to the ground. It's amazing that even in the midst of all of this turbulent, Yah is still blessing Israel. Oh, he's blessing us here. That's the truth. That is. I don't take that back. I would not want to live like that. We don't want you to live like this. We're going to live like this. We're not going to compel you. You don't have to worry about that. Hallelujah. But out of all of that, he is blessing this house. It amazes me what the Abba is doing. Above all, there's a spiritual enlightenment that has never been. And the light began to shine greater and greater until the expected day of the coming of Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. So I'll take great delight in what he's doing. I will not mutter or complain. Hallelujah. Because if I do that, then the old man that's sitting back there, then he will chastise me. And that's the first question he always asks me. How are you doing? And if I don't answer right, he says, everything all right? You sure? Well, certainly it is. Well, there's much to be said in the vocal perception that one emits. What is heard by the hearer. So that's what we must hear what Yah says. As Baruch said, hear, O Israel, the mitzvah of life. We must hear the mitzvah of life. I'm showing you what the mitzvah, the Torah of life is. It begins with Ahava for Yah. And you cannot say you are Havaya if you defy his mitzvah, his commandments. And that's why this Jezebel, this Isabel spirit has taught the masses of the people to defy this. Well, I don't see the validity or the importance of that. Well, Yahweh said it, that's important enough. Well, I don't believe that. Let me ask you, my friends. Brother James, when you go to a job, will you expect to get paid for the job if the person says to you, I want this tree cut down, and if you cut down that tree, will you have to pay for that tree? Certainly you will. They mean what they say. Hallelujah. And they do inspect your work. And they will say, well, that's there, and you didn't get that. What about this? And that is what the mishpatim of the judgment of Yah is to inspect his house. Hallelujah. So if man holds you to the ground, you think that Yah is not? We're fools. Oh, foolish Galusia, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Whose eyes evidently Yahshua was impaled? Who have bewitched us? Hallelujah. Our religious upbringings that were birthed from hell. Our Baptists, our Pentecostal. Hallelujah. You saw the expose of one of the most paganized days in all of what they call, quote, Christendom, unquote, on last Sunday. You did. Hallelujah. And anyone that participated in that is full of hell. They're children of deception. It is wicked. It is the high. This is the pure defiance and the working of Shaitan that he presents unto them, Zeus, Jesus. And they bow down and they feel wonderful about it. Well, I don't see it is wickedness. We're about to see one of the most profound days of memorials to happen. And the world will defy it. And that is the memorial of Omariya. It is called Pishak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet that is pagan birth out of the belly of hell. And it is such a stupid generation. You can search any kind of encyclopedia and they will tell you that the origins and all of the other paraphernalia of this celebration, it is all steeped in pagan ritual and pagan dogma. And this stupid, jackass, foolish generation, they still follow it. You, Israel, don't touch it. He tells you not to touch the unclean things of this world. Don't even touch it. Hallelujah. Don't even touch it. Don't even be a part of it. Flee from it. You flee from the presence of a fool when you find out that he is speaking folly. Hallelujah. Or they've changed it to what they call Resurrection Sunday. It is a lie from hell. It is birthed out of the belly of hell. And I speak against it wholeheartedly. And anyone that even touched that is a fool. Everything that table consists of is against the Torah of our health, isn't it? Ham. Hallelujah. Toda, my young brother. So you have not even the Haya of Yah unless it begins with loving him, keeping his commands, his mitzvah. And your days shall be long, and Yah shall rock you in the land which you shall go possess. Verse 17, he said, but if your love turn away, so that you will not shemak, you will not hear, you will not perceive that I am speaking, but shall be drawn away and worship the gods and serve them. And that's what they're doing today. They're worshiping the Pentecostal gods. They're worshiping the black gods, the white gods, the Jewish gods, the Greek gods. They're not worshiping Yah. They're not Shana. They're not singing this excellent of Tefillah, this praise that flows from the living river. He said, if you do that and you turn away from me, he said, and you serve the gods, Yah said, I declare to you this day. He said, let Hashemayam, the earth, witness. I declare to you this day that you shall surely die. You shall perish. Death, muth. He said, muth. You shall perish. You shall rot away like a carcass. Is not the mind of this generation rotten away? It is a rotten, stench mind. Because if you fill your mind with stench, what do you think is coming out of it? Stench. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you fill your mouth with stench, what do you think coming out of his stench? And if his stench is, it has no purpose at all. There are times I will go by the barrels that we make at the compost tea. And I will get infuriated. Because the smell of it, it smells worse than rotten, putrefied rottenness. And I will dump it out. Because if it's that putrefying, it cannot be healthy for the plants. Oh, cow's dung, it got a smell. And turkey dung. But the smell, I can tolerate it. But that it is putrefying. And I will dump it and I will become infuriated about it. Why? Because I knew that it has passed the stage of its usefulness. It is of no value. And so we fill our minds with stench. Not loving the Torah of Yah, but loving the seasonal events of man. That I know that there is no purity of a savoring smell of Yahshua that emanates from us. It's a stench. And the enemy has done everything to fill your mind with a stench from the birth to the grave. And takes your children and feed their minds with this polluted form of what we call education, intelligentsia. They're not intelligent. They're fools. They're fools. Can I ask you a question? How can a fool instruct a wise man? Who is wise but one that hears the instructions of Yah? And if one doesn't hear the instructions of Yah, it's a fool. Oh, you all can reject what I said. It makes no difference. It takes a fool to subjugate their loved ones to something of that nature. I don't care if you all don't like what I say. So what and who is a wise man unless he hear the correction and the reproof of Yah? That is a wise one. And so their minds are shaped from the birth womb to rebel against Yah. And so their appetite is in the pleasure of the things that are sensual and not the things that are spiritual and life. And we have in this generation some of the greatest fools in the world, and we call them parents. Hallelujah. You all can get upset. It makes no difference. You don't have to respond. You can reject what I say. It's your own demise. Hallelujah. Because a parent that has a Ruach of Yah instructs them as, read the first 8 chapters of Mishlei. It talks about the guarding Aima and the Avat that has the Torah of Yah in him. That it maturates into this virtuous daughter that represents the entirety of the assembly of Yisrael. That she looks well to the house of Yah. She rises early to cry out and make preparation for the buy at the house of Yisrael. So you can reject it. It makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. Even in life, Yah, He shows us. He corrects us and He purges us of the filth that we've allowed to contaminate our mind. If our minds are not governed by the Torah of Yah, then we are subject to every kind of vile, unclean spirit there is, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are. Even the wicked will not subject their children to certain environments and certain things because they say, well, this is too secular. It does not deal with the things that are most valuable. And they will segregate themselves from the foolish populace if they have established their own schools, their own daycares, their own shopping malls, their own environments for the safety of their little ones. But this generation is ignorant. It doesn't understand the beauty of the leadership. Moshe was a man of Yah. Not only did Yah command Yisrael to fear Yah, but He commanded him to fear Moshe, that he speaks my authority from my bosom. Scripture commands you to fear the king. This is an ignorant generation. Oh, I'm going to press on. Makes no difference. As the old one would say, I feel all right. Hallelujah. I feel wonderful today. I really do. I really feel excellence. Do you hear me? I feel excellence. Oh yes, I feel that way. I feel like pressing on. I feel like pressing on. You know, I was listening and someone had that song of Brother Patrick that you played as I sing the song. Shine on me. Now that's That's the utmost pity, putting my musical non-talent up there. But they had it on a website. Say, who is this? Hallelujah. Take it all, you that are listening. Yeah, let them take everything. They don't have to give no credit. We just want your name esteemed. You don't have to say it's from victim committee. We don't care. Take everything. We have no patent on nothing. Take every message. You can change it. You can mutate the voice. It makes no difference. Just let the truth be heard. I don't care. I own nothing. I have no patent on nothing. I'm just a servant of the Most High. And I will do, it's one thing that a servant, a stewardship, he must be found faithful. I will be found faithful in all things that I do. I said to Brother Dale the other day as we were traveling, taking care of some business. I said, Brother Dale, you brother, something happened to me. First of all, you all take care of the people. And that's the first priority. You do that, brothers. You look after the house of Israel. And be faithful in that. And Yah will supply. And I'm not a hypocrite. You know, Ella Martin said to me this morning, I know I'm kind of sidetracking. Let me say this. I said to him that Deacon Horn, they brought in this much. I used this for this, this and that. And that was gone. I said, Brother James brought in this much. I ordered 4 computers for the school, 3 for the adult children, laptops. And 1 for Brother Allen. I said, that what he brought in? He took all that. I said, now we need this, we need that, we need that. It's going to cost us $6,000 to pour that pad nearly and that. He says, already spent before you get it. And he said, this is what he said. Though. He said, the people just don't understand, do they? They just don't see, do they, preacher? And they don't. You don't see. You all don't understand what this preacher does. Because of your selfishness and your immaturity. Hallelujah. You don't understand that. Hallelujah. You don't understand how Yah makes it work. And he makes it work. I will, my friend. Toda. Now getting back to the message. He says, now you must hear me. I declare, verse 18, to you this day, that you shall perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, where you go and pass over Jordan, to go in and possess that land. And so Yah says, I call Hashemayim, the heavens, and the Olam, the expanse of my creation, to record this day against you, that I set before you high death, blessings and cursing. And he commands us, therefore, you choose life. How do you choose it? I read that in verse 6. That's how you choose life, that you are Havaya, you love him. You walk in his statutes. You know you're choosing life. When a man says that he's living and defies the mitzvah of Yah, he's a liar. When a woman says she loves Yah and the urgency and the importance of the will of Yah is not important. What is his will? What is the direction of his ordinance? She's a Jezebel. She's an Isabel. And the man is worse than that. He's weaker than her. Sure was. He says, I set before you these things, and he tells us what to choose. Hallelujah. So you don't have to play a game. He's not playing a game, is he? He's telling you, choose Hayah. Choose the living power of Yahshua. Choose the living flow of Yah. He's telling us what to choose. It's not like the price is right. They got a curtain, they got a box, and they got a little small box. Behind the big curtain is a junk car. Behind the other thing is a $25,000 diamond ring. And you think big is better, and then you choose the curtain and there's a junk car behind it. So he tells us what to choose. That's all right. Hallelujah. Is that not a great Abba? He tells me, he said, choose life. Well, how do I choose it? Well, then you are Hava me. You love me. You guard my statutes. You guard my mitzvah. That's what you guard. This is a wicked generation that guards everything. They guard their own folly, their wickedness, their sins, their rebellious. They will justify their own rebelliousness. Yah tells us what to choose. He said, choose life. He's not playing around with us. He's giving us directives here. Because he's concerned. He says, choose life that both you and your seeds may live. Without seed, you can never have life. It takes the zira, the seed. It's amazing that I said to us some time ago, because I'm constantly researching and understanding things to benefit us all here, brothers and sisters. I'm not looking out for my selfish juvenile ways. That's not an issue to me. There's nothing that I need. And that is the truth. There's nothing that I want. Nothing. I'd rather have the fellowship of the brothers of Israel, because there's nothing more precious than that. It is like the oil that flowed from the head of Aharon. It flowed down through his beard, even down to the skirt of his garment. That's more precious than that. Nothing like that fellowship. That means more to me than riches or land. Take the land and we have to fit into a hotel that we will find some way to purchase. And live in a place like that, one room apiece. We'll live like that, brothers and sisters. But I'd rather have the fellowship of the brothers of Israel. We were cutting wood on the first day, Sunday. Of course, Brother Nathan said to me, "Pastor Roberts, you did the easy job." I said, "Son, you don't realize." He didn't realize that this preacher was pulling those large logs and cutting them. Your back bent down. And that chainsaw was rolling. And yet just the sense of the collectiveness of the brothers. One splitting, one using the log splitter. The other brothers throwing the wood on the truck. It gave me great strength to even work harder. That's what it does for me. Made me work harder. Because I enjoy just the ambience of the brothers in that fellowship. Nobody muttering or complaining. Nobody crying out. But it was a consensus mind. And we did more than I said in the time that I said we would do it. In less time. Hallelujah. There's nothing like that. And that is one thing that the world, that's a superficial fellowship. They will go out and eat their pig bellies. Fried shrimp and fried fish. That ain't fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the body works in conjunction and every mechanism of it function properly. Hallelujah. That is the imata. That is the fellowship. Hallelujah. Of Almighty Yah. Where there's an ever flowing, tremendous refreshing. And just to look on the brothers and sisters, you'll refresh. And that's the fellowship. I want that. I don't want the cars and the land. You all can have that. If you all want to put me off today, just say, "Leave, preach." I will leave. Hallelujah. I would. And that's the truth. But I know you're not going to do that. Hallelujah. You need me like I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Patrick and I building that building over there. The other day we were doing things, putting those poles in. Of course, when you use the packer, that's hard work. It makes the blood pump. He said to me, "Preacher, I got it." I said, no, my brother. I would prefer you. I got it. Hallelujah. And I said to him, "You finish this." Well, he starts on one job. I said, "Nah, I'll help him finish this. We'll do it together and get it done." That's what Yah wants. Hallelujah. See, the world doesn't teach that. It must come by the Torah of Almighty Yah. Choose life. That's life. That's the preciousness of life. Hallelujah. Choose life that both you and your seed may live. And seed that produce seed after its kind. That is familiar with the soil. It develops the DNA or the right properties to combat the diseases of the soil. I never knew how important it was to save your own seeds until during the winter time, as it's cold outside, it's late at night, and I began to look at things like that. And I realized that it's more valuable to save the seeds than to buy seeds. And I said I will begin to save the seeds so we won't have to buy the seeds, because we will produce more in the next year and a better fruit if you save the seeds. And that is what the seed of the power of His truth will emanate from us. We began to get this seed in us, the seed that comes out of us. There's a seed of the same life. And that light becomes more refined and more focused and more desirous of Yah. And the life that comes out of that life and that life, it becomes more refined. That's what Yah intended. That we as Israel, the life that comes out of Yeshua will produce the zira, the seed of the power and the value of the life of Yah. On the importance of His Torah, we will take delight in it. We rejoice in it. It is ha'imat. It is the truth. We have been hoodwinked. We have been raped. Our minds have been raped. Our spiritual integrity has been raped by charlatanism and men that hate Yah, and they love the powers of Minai and God. Hallelujah. Choose life, brothers and sisters, and live that your seed may live also. That you may, what? Love Ahavaya, your Abba. And that you may obey His voice. And that you may cleave to Him. Do you understand that? When you cleave to one, watch a child when they cleave unto their parents or the parent. They will grab the leg and hold fast. That's what Yah wants us to hold on to Him. Hold to Yah's hands. His hands are unchangeable. He said that you may cleave to me. He wants us to cleave to Him. He wants us to grab hold to Him and cleave, brothers and sisters. That's what He wants. He said, cleave to me, for I am, for He is your life. And the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yah swore to your avat, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, to give to them. That you may dwell in the safety of the promises of Almighty Yahweh. Because He literally cares for Israel. He is our life. How is that? Is not Yahshua the living word of Yah? Is He not the word made flesh? Is He not the integrity of life in us? He is our life. Yah is our life. It is the word of Yah that is our lives, brothers and sisters. That's why we cannot reject His mizvah. The commands of Yah, we cannot reject that. And this thing we call Christendom, it was raised up by a deceitful, devilish, wicked mind. It is a religion of death and destruction. It destroys the Torah. It has destroyed the name of the Abba. One says, we speak English, we don't speak Arabic. Well, when they say Osama bin Laden, that's Arabic. When they say Mr. Maliki, that's Arabic. When they say Matada al-Sadha, that's Arabic. You don't call him Mr. Mutu Head, you call him Matada al-Sadha. That's what we call him, or the media call him. They call him by his name. When they call His army, they don't call it the mighty, they call it the Mighty army. That's what it is. It is all Arabic. Hallelujah. His name is not an English Latin name. His name is a Hebrew name. When Shaul was traveling down the road of Damascus to persecute the congregation, there was the voice of Yahshua, and He spoke to him not in a Greek tongue, not in a Latin tongue, but He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue. Hallelujah. You don't speak Latin either. But the name Jesus is a Latin transition of Jesus. Isis. And the English vernacular, it is a composition of all kinds of languages. I read to us the other day the words that come from the Sanskrit, the word church. We should never identify ourselves as that. We are the body of HaMashiach. We are Israel. That's the spirit of whoredom. Don't tell me words don't have value or they don't have purpose. Words, they are meant to destroy or to produce life. Why do you think the rappers are getting rich? Why do you think that they're killing each other in the streets? Because that's what they promote, do they not? And do not the thugs listen to that? You all can reject it. It is still the truth. Or is it the same way around with those that are promiscuous and committing whoredom? Do not the songs promote that? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. All kinds of filth and vile actions. Do you know how it promotes that? And would you open your Ruach to that? Will it not take power over you? It certainly will. So when we open our Ruach to Yah, does not the word of Yah take power? Does it not guide us? That is the truth, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Give your mind over unto that. It is a demented mind. It's not the mind of HaMashiach. It is not. That's why Yah had to do many things among Israel. He had to bring death. He had to bring death in a vicious way. Why? To make sure that they were not just Yahreh, but this fear of Yah that were burned deep in the inward parts. And because we have lost the fear of Yah, we have no life in us. Look what Scripture says in Mishlei, in Proverbs chapter 19. In order for you to understand how to tend to life, you got to fear Yah. In order for us to understand what life is, we got to understand what Yah spoke to Israel here in Devarim, right? And this is what the man that had everything that one could ever ask for. These are the words that utter from the inward parts of his loins in Mishlei, Proverbs 19:23. It says, the fear, the yirah, the fear, the terror, the respect, the reverence, and the awesome power of Yah. The yirah, the fear of Yahweh, tends to life. You don't have that, you can't tend to life. What do you mean? You must cultivate the Torah of Yah. You must cultivate His Mizpah. You must cultivate His Torah. You must. Can I show us an example? We must tend to the gardens, must we not? Brother Al and I, we walked yesterday, we were talking. He said we need to fertilize. Certainly we do. I said we need to reign above all things, Brother Simmons. But we must tend to it. So if we don't tend to it, we will not have life in the plants. So we must tend to it. And all for you to have the life of Yah, you must tend to the mizvah. They must bring you to the attention of Yah. This is what your attention is drawn unto. You must be, give attention unto the statutes, the ordinance, the Torah of Yah. It is the yirah, of Yah that tends to life. When you understand His awesome power, when you understand the great reverence that we should show upon Him, it will cause us to tend to the things of Yah. If you don't fear Yah, you won't tend to what He commands. You will not tend to the mizvah. You will say to hell with this. Come on, people say it every day. They will put off His Shabbat for their own wicked indulgence. And they say they love Yah. They are liars. They're liars. What a man, when one sin willfully, after he has received or understanding of the knowledge, you can shut your ears, it makes no difference. When a man understands knowledge and that man sins willfully, he says, well, this is what I'm going to do. Then there remains no offering for that fool's sins. That is the truth. You all have to buy it. I buy it. I buy the truth and I don't sell it. There remain no offering for his sin. When a man looks Yah in the face and said, to hell with what you say, Yah, that's a wicked man. That man is corrupt. I will not trust him with nothing. Hallelujah. I'm glad you all can see my life. I don't care what some of you juvenile ones say. You're juvenile and you're petty. Hallelujah. I like men. I like being around men. I don't want to be around women. I like being around men. I got a man's thing. And I like old men too. I really like old men. I got a thing for old men. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got a real hang up for old men. Hallelujah. Well, what are you? Well, I'm a man. That's what I am. A-M-A-N. Man. Breath. The life of Yahshua in me. I got a thing for old men. I like old men. I like them. Hallelujah. So without the Yireh of Yah, without this understanding of His awesome power, you will not tend to life. What is life? Loving Yah, obeying His mitzvah, His statutes, His command. That's life. You will not tend to those things. What a man has not that, he will not tend to those things. What a man has the fear, he will tend. What man was more profound in his wisdom than Solomon? What man had wealth because, Yah said, because you have not asked for things, I will give you great wealth and riches. Because you have not asked for that, you ask for one thing, teach me, show me Yahweh. How to present the viability and the living power of your Torah to Israel. And how to stand before them. I'd rather have that than riches. Hallelujah. And so it is the Yireh of Yah that tends to life. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. So when a man has the fear, he abides satisfied. Is this generation satisfied? It's not satisfied with nothing. If you all had $100,000 in your pocket, you would not be satisfied. You know why? You're going to spend every nickel. You're going to spend every dime. And when that's gone, then the thrill is gone. But when a man has the Yirah of Yah, the Yirah, this awesome understanding of his power, he abides satisfied. That's what life does. Isn't that what life is? Satisfied? It makes one complete. It makes one delightful. Come on, brothers and sisters. The reason that we are not that way, I read to us, because of our own foolishness. We want to blame someone else, but it's your own folly, your own hatred, and your own coldness, and your own wickedness. It's not someone else. It's you. And Yah said, he shall not be visited by evil. Is this true or is it a lie? Can we bank on this? I believe this, brothers and sisters. I'm that ignorant that I believe on this. If a man has the Yirah of Yah, he tends to life, and he shall abide satisfied, and he shall not be visited by evil at all. Evil shall not overtake the man. Evil shall not overcome him. It's an evil thing to know what is right to do, what is according to Torah, and you don't do it. That's sin. For sin is a defiant. It is a transgression of the Torah of Yah. When a man comes to the knowledge of that, when a man realizes that it's right to perform this way before Yah, and then his love is turned away from that, there's a corruption that is so vile that even he doesn't understand the depths of the wickedness. Look, man, look, woman, I don't care how religious you look. I don't care how you feel about yourself. That means nothing. Your feelings are phony and false anyway. Hallelujah. We need the Ahava, the pure power of the kindness and tenderness of Yah. That's what we need. And you can never love him with that kindness unless he is in you. Well, how do I know he's in me? Because his word, Yahshua, and that testimony of his word is true. I believe the word of Yah. I believe what it says. And he did not write all those 66 books for us to omit some. And these are just the ones we have. And we can't maintain our lives within the framework of that, can we? Come on, we cannot. Hallelujah. I'm going to feed you today. We're going to start a new growth of seed. All right? And so you can begin to harvest and eat from this. I will show something in the book. As I said, this message I'm going to finish. I will. You can harvest from these seeds and you can put them back and sow them in time of seed sowing, planting. And that they may bring about a revival in you. So we must have the Yirah of Yah. We must have this fear of Almighty Yah. It also says in Mishlei 22:4. It says, by humility and by the Yirah, the riches, or the fear of Yah, are riches. Does it say that? By humility. And there's very little humbleness today. He says, by humility and by the fear, by the Yirah, the fear of Yah, are riches. There is kabod, honor, and what? Life. Life. You can never experience the life of Yah unless you humble yourself, submit yourself unto the authority of the Abba of Israel. Why is it that we submit to our flesh? We submit to the lawlessness of our flesh, to the hatred, to the wickedness, for the selfishness. We submit, Toda, my friend. Hallelujah. We do that. But it's by humility and the fear of Yah. By humility and the fear of Yah. These are the components that what this produces. When you humble yourself and fear Him, it produces riches. So America is rich. Do we constitute this what we call riches? Well, what Yah call riches? This is a poor, deprived nation. And the people are poor and deprived. They don't have a pot to urinate in or a window to throw it out of. That proverb becomes more and more valuable each day to me as I understand it.
He said, by the humility and the fear of Yah, it will produce riches. That's what the word of Yah says. It will produce riches and honor. You understand what that kabod is? It is the honor that is due to Yah. And yet because this higher, this high, this life, it is the life of Yah in us. Is this word a living source in us? Is that not Yahweh? Sure it is. That's what's in us. Not what the Fred Price says, Kenny Copeland, these deceivers out of the gutter of hell lie to the people. That's not life. Because you can ride a $300,000 Bentley. Man, I can get to see us in that old truck out there. Come on, brothers and sisters. I can get where I need to go in any vehicle around here. You can too. What do you do in a house but sleep in it? And eat. And defecate. That's all you do in it. And you spend most of the time in one room. The bedroom. Hallelujah. Sleeping. Hallelujah. He said, it's honor and life. It is higher. It is height. Higher. That is what is in the fear of Yah. It is. We will have the riches of Yah, the honor and life. We just don't fear Him. How do you know that? Brothers and sisters, listen closely. If you know that Yah commanded you to do a thing and you don't do it, it's no fear. You will fear your job of losing it if your supervisor thinks that you have told him a lie concerning an issue. You fear even calling in sick when you are sick because you're afraid of losing your job. But when it comes to Yah, you don't even fear Him to defy His mitzvah to say, I can do this. That's a wickedness. It is sadistic evil. It is beyond ra. It's an evil that is so asinine that it destroys any conscience of feel toward Yah. And yet you fear man. You fear man on your job, supervisor come. Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. You snap to the attention. You're a liar if you say you don't. Folks, I don't fear no man. You're a flat out liar, woman. You Jezebel. You lying devil of a man. Telling that damnable lie. It's going to damn you. Yes, sir. I want to see you, Mr. Martin. Something is wrong here. I remember one time when I was working at IBM, I was in charge of some of the most technological parts that they had, really. You could not misplace one. Back then, those parts were like tens of thousands of dollars for one. And my manager said, Dave Roberts, you're the man. And if you miss one part, they would bring in the entire IBM security force. And one day, it was in my era of subtraction. There were like 30 pieces missing. And I said, oh, back then, quote, oh, my God. I thought about my job, my home, my bills, because they were not going to play with that. They were not some kind of espionage, you selling the parts. And so I did not say anything to anyone that day, but I went home. I couldn't sleep. My gut was churning. Oh, you never experienced that. All right, you hypocrites. My gut was churning. My mind was, what do I do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I didn't send those extra parts out. And of course that morning, I did not get any sleep that night because I had to report that. Do you understand? So I got up that morning. My mind was troubled. I was troubled. You all hear me? And I feared the consequences. I feared walking in there telling that man, because my livelihood was based upon that job. And I said, Yah, you got to help me with this. And the first thing I did when I went back to work that morning, I got there early. And I went into that little room. It was locked. It was separated. No one had a key but myself and the manager. I went in that little room and I said, I'm going to start from the beginning of the logs. I had my calculator, I began to subtract, and all of a sudden I saw where I made the mistake. And my heart was filled with revival and rejoicing. And I went back again and did it to make sure. Went back again and did it to make sure. Went back again and it was right. And of course, when I came out of there, I came out with a different step. I walked differently. My attitude was different. I walked different because I knew the parts were there. And my job was not in jeopardy. I feared the consequences. Do you not understand having that mentality? And I fear not, yeah, the consequences of blatantly defying what he commands me. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on, hear somebody and say hallelujah. Something is twisted here. And this is not right. So don't tell me. We have fear of man. Yah says, my fear, it will make you rich, cause honor, and will cause the higher. In this life you will be alive. There will be a liveliness in you, brothers and sisters. And not only that, but life keeps you alive. It is this Torah that keeps us alive. It's the living power of the Torah that keeps us alive. Listen to this carefully. It says in Sharak, in the Pakfa. It says in Sharak. It says, the fear of Yahweh delights the lev and give gladness and joy and long life. That's what the fear of Yah does. Does that have any profound implications there? It sounds just like what I read from Mishlei. It's in Sharak 1:10. The fear of Yah delights the lev. See, because you know you're attending to life. When you fear Yahweh, you're attending to life. When you don't fear Yahweh, you're not attending to life. We know, you understand, I was talking, I don't recall which brother. I think it was Brother Dale. We were talking, I said, brother, 2 years ago, the man said he would make that pond of ours. He would redo it down there. He would charge us $15,000. Of course, at that time, that was an excellent price. I said to Brother Dale, it was he. I said, we're looking at probably $20,000 now. I said, but we must do it, my brother. For one thing, if it's nothing but for the water, and to have it deep and dug deep. Why? Because the drought. We need rain here now. I see the drought. If nothing else, son, we can have water to pump on the seed. We need this living water. We need to be planted by the rivers of waters, by the rivers of living water, don't we? So we need to have the waters on the seed. And if the rain doesn't come, send down the rain, Yah. Let the rain of your Ruach fall on Israel. Hallelujah. That we must rely upon the substance that He has already written in us. And that is the power of His Torah. We must draw from that. And so I said, the wells, the deep earth, and the water is needed. Of course, we're going to stock it right too. Bluegill. Bass. I said, whereby you can even put a boat on that. I said, it's worth it, sir. We're going to get that done because we need the water. Sure we do. You were spitting that on that? Well, it's important. Hallelujah. For the earth is drying. Man is abusing everything. Deceiving the clouds. Because they get not the rain. And China is telling everyone that there will be no dust there for the Olympics. One of the most extravagant displays of sexual perverseness in all the earth, what we call the Olympiads. Do you hear me? That's all it is. It's named after the god Olympias. That's why Shaul said physical exercise profit little, Yokohan. But the power of Torah guarding is great gain. He said, that doesn't make you excellent in the power of Yah's truth. One of the most extravagant displays of wickedness is in that. And China said, they have a tremendous dust storm over there. They say, we will not have that. What are you going to do? We're going to seed the clouds and it's going to rain first. And then we're going to dry the clouds out. Russia said last year on May Day, said, we're going to have a clear blue sky in Moscow. They seed the clouds and the sky was clear blue too. Hallelujah. So the wickedness of man that defies the Torah of Yah. When we walk in the light of the Torah of Yah, then there's sufficient rain. There's much. And we are paying. Why should a man complain when he suffer for transgressing the Torah? We have done that. You think, well, all we have done over the many years, keeping Sunday, denying the name, and not doing that. You think we're not going to reap that, brothers and sisters? We are fools if we think we're not going to reap that. We're going to reap that. And we're reaping that. And the land of the wicked, we're reaping it. Hallelujah. I just want that seed to expire. I want this new seed to begin to germinate and began to shoot out shoots and things like that. I go by the garden, I walk down the rows yesterday and I saw those beans and they would dress those peas. I say, dress it right. That looks real nice. I walk down those rows and see those cabbages straightened out and standing upright. That's all right. Hallelujah. The broccoli and all it. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So I want the seed of this Sudika. The Sudika, the righteousness of Yah, began to cause the evergreen or the ever refreshing flow of His power in my life that I can begin to eat from the dynamics of that fruit. And the more I eat from that, it began to produce even a more excellent fruit. And the more you eat from that excellent fruit, or a more excellent fruit, and a more excellent fruit, that's what it does. So it's the fear of Yah that delights to live. That's what delights the Lev. When a man knows that he's walking under the Mishra of Yah, it makes one's Lev rejoiceful. You tell me you don't get a sense of, quote, self-righteousness when you do something that is right to someone, brother, sister, doesn't make you feel nice, unquote. Come on, brothers and sisters. So it's the fear of Yah that rejoices or causes the Lev to delight. Well, you do right by Yah because you fear Yah. You're not going to do wrong by your brother, your sister. You're not going to do wrong above all by Yahweh. You're not going to defy what He commands us. Come on, my friends. We must obey Yah. Why? Because every word is pure, isn't it? Every word of Yah is pure. Every word of Yah is pure. Was that written in the Old Testament or the Renewed Covenant? That's written in the old book. His word has not changed. Yah said He changed not. That's why we as Israel, the sons of Jacob, are not consumed. He has not changed. His Torah has not changed. Neither has His name. His name is beautiful. It's excellent. Hallelujah. Over 1,200 scriptures that talks about His name, the beauty of it, and the excellence of it. The memorial of His name. My hallelujah. You want to call Him some damnable God? To hell with every God. Damn every God, Yah. Every God is a dog, and I say it that way. God, good, they all are demons of hell. Is Satan a God? Is he a demon of hell? Well, every God is that way. If that's the expression of Him, Yahweh cannot be that. And if that title only goes to Yah, then that's all right. But it does not just associate Yah. All right? There's only one that has His name, and that's Him. And in that name, you find His Yahshak, Yahshua. And I don't fear saying that even of some repercussion from Yah. He's going to honor me because I don't fear what this damnable wicked world thinks. To hell with every God. Damn every God. I lift up Yah. That name. To hell with every God. Every God. They're dogs. Zeus is a god. Is he a dog? Mars is a god. You all get fearful of that? I don't get fearful. There's only one excellent and almighty one. And if the message of the power of this truth be hidden because of the God of this world, that's what scripture says. You can try to spell it with a lowercase g or a high case, it makes no difference. Because the Hebraic and the Greek language is all written in what we call capitals. All those letters are the same. That's the Hebraic. That's the Paleo-Hebrew right there. It's all the same. There's no small... No vowels in there. Come on, that's Yahweh. YHWH, that's what that is right there. It's the same. All letters big and bold. Hallelujah. And so they are not God. They are gods. Because Yah is not one. Hallelujah. He is set apart, brothers and sisters. He will not give His honor unto Shatan. Hallelujah. His honor is in His Son, Yahshua, the living power of His word. Let us get the fear of Yah. You get that fear of Yah, that Yara of Yah, you began to delight in Yah because you realize how awesome He is. Our Abba, what an awesome Abba He is. He reigns from heaven above. He is awesome. He wants you to understand that. And when you understand that, it's almost like a giddy child. Hallelujah. You all don't look at some of the children when their parents come and just... That's where he wants us to be. Hallelujah. Get giddish and just... He wants us acting like that. I watch, I observe things because they have great ramifications in our spiritual walk. Just watch the little children when daddy or mama come and watch how they respond. Hallelujah. I've seen it around here. I've seen them run. I've seen them just... I've seen that. And that's the way it is with... Yeah, he is awesome, brothers and sisters. We not, cannot relegate him with the gods of the world. We cannot confine him to what we call Christendom. He is confined to his Torah. To his Emet. That's what it is. We don't have light because we don't hold fast what he commands us. We must have the fear of Almighty Yahweh because it adds life unto us. And that is what the Torah exhorts us to do. That is what Moshe in the Torah exhorted us. It has not changed because Solomon says, look, Proverbs, Mishlei 3:1, the wisdom of an Avat unto the son, the Aimer, unto the daughter. It says this in Mishlei Proverbs 3:1. It says, my son, forget not my Torah. The wisdom of Yah tells us to forget not the Torah of the wisdom of Almighty Yah, but let your lev guard my mitzvah. Come on, brothers and sisters, you need to let your heart guard the mitzvah of Yah. Why? For length of days. Is that what it says? For length of days. How many of y'all want length of days? I do. For length of days, and what kind of life? Long life, long life, long life, and what? Shalom shall it what? Shall it add, like Hezekiah, it adds unto one's life. When he obeyed the Torah of Yeshaya, he was added unto his days. When he obeyed the Torah of Yah, it adds unto our lives. We would have been dead, brothers and sisters, many of us. It adds. When you add, you say 1 + 1 = 2. Is that right? So if you just got one along, it's just one, isn't it? But it says that it adds. It adds. It adds. A-D-D. There's a multiplicity there. It adds. It prolongs. Isn't this what the enemy has taught us not to obey? And we're dying. Why not? Why? Give yourself not over to much wickedness, nor to much foolishness. Why die ye before your time? The damnable Easter bunnies and the damnable wickedness that's alive from hell. Their sons are dying, their daughters are dying, they're dying in their puberty, they're dying in any enrichments of Yah because they're given over unto the children of hell. They've given them to Moloch and to Mocham. That's what that is, brothers and sisters. They're sacrificing their minds to hell. They're giving them over unto hell. That's exactly what they are doing. And I'm telling you the truth. It is wicked. It is vile. And I preach like this all the time. I told you I had a brother to call me. He said, Pastor Roberts, he was going to join his kin folks in the Easter meal. He doesn't celebrate it. He's going to join them because this is his way of teaching the Torah truth. I say, my brother, I will not sit down to something that is that damnable to damn my soul. Sacrifice to hell. Their ham, their muffins, their bread. I say, I will not damn. I say, that is abominable. It is vile. I say, that's an offering, a sacrifice unto hell. You cannot eat that. And I talk like this too. So they sit down with that damned of a ham. That's the truth. You're all awful quiet. Maybe some of you ate some ham biscuits on last week. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to participate. I love y'all. So I delight in his Torah. Hallelujah. When I wake up, his Torah, his truth is in my lap. That's just the truth. I'm not saying this to be boastful. It makes me happy. Sometimes I take a little nap and I wake up and I just rejoice. And I sit there and I told her, Yah, I told her, Yah, for life and all of your abundance, your beauty. I really do, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I really do. It makes my heart fat. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. It really does. And I'm not saying that to shine a light on me. I'm telling you that to shine the light on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So for length of days and long life and shalom shall they add. A-D-D add to you. We're not 15 years added to Hezekiah. Come on, my brother and sister. He adds long life unto us. Come on, mama. You walk in what Yah says. I don't give a damn what kinfolk say. You walk in what the Torah says. He will add unto you. I don't care how your body feel. You do what Yah says. He will add. I believe that. I don't care what they say. The religious perverts of hell saying you're wrong. They are wrong. He adds. This is what the word of Yah says. The wisdom, the experience of Yah. And you experience that by God. The mitzvah, the Torah of Yah. You will fight for him. You live. For him you die. You will live for the word. And you will die because of it. I said to Yah. I said, Yah, I want to speak today very quietly and subdue. I just cannot. Then I spoke to myself. I cannot do it. But I want to do it that way. I honestly do. I think it's so poetic when I listen to the brothers and their voice and the way they express things. But I'm just ignorant when it comes to that. I just cannot. Even though I want to. That you may get the fullness of this understanding. You will get it. It adds to you, mama. It's not the Baptist whole house that adds. It's not that. It's what the word of Yah says. This what this is either the truth or it's a lie. You either going to trust in this or you going to trust in David Roberts' way. I'm going to trust in this. He says, for length of days, for long life, shalom, they add to you. Well, my brother, that's the Old Testament. Don't they read the Psalm 23 for every time they bury a wicked one? Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't they pull from that? When they looking for comfort for the family, don't they pull from that book? So I speak comfort to you today, mama. This is the comfort of Yahweh right here. Forget not the Torah of Yah. Forget all the religious ways. Forget the Pentecostal and the Baptist ways. Because they're ways of whoredom. Forget the little whole house on the corner. Little storefront. Forget their ways. Their ways are not of Yah. He said, for the wisdom of Yah, it teaches you not to forget the Torah of Yah. And let your heart guard the mitzvah. These are the mitzvah. The mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yah. They add to you. And I'm going to guard them. I'm a soldier. Hallelujah. I found myself, I had the little boys out the other day. Sister Roberts had the girls and I had the boys. I said, boys, you all get in front of me because I need to see you all. Hallelujah. You all stay in front of me. And so I had them dressed right and covered down. They look at me smiling for the inches all around. Dressed right and covered down. 40 inches all around. You laugh. We're soldiers in the army. There's a soldier guard. Who been in the military? And they put you on guard duty, don't they? Oh, I love guard duty. I had a sweet my top. He looked. I don't know why the man liked me, but he liked me. First of all, I could play basketball, and he loved basketball. Dr., you gonna shoot that ball? Yes, sir. For you. And that guard duty you may have 2 days on and 3 or 4 days off. You may work 12 hours, off for 12, work 12, off for 12, work 12, and they have 4 days off. That's real sweet. And so when you had guard duty, you had to be polished and spit shine. Your boots had to be tip top. And so when the officers come through, you had to salute. That's all right. I'm thinking about the days that I will have off after that. You may have to work Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then you off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, I like the guard duty. Didn't mind that. Not one bit at all. So we must guard the mitzvah. We guard them. And you had to inspect every car that came in. You looked in. All right. You saw the officers come. You knew that they were legit. You just simply. Everything had to be. Your step and everything had to be. See, you couldn't just get up there and just like that. Like it meant nothing. You just. No. You had to be sharp and crisp. You had to salute sharp. Boom. You couldn't just do your finger like this. You had to hold your fingers like this. Everything had to be precise. Then you had to literally stand out there, you know, especially when they're going in and out, when work, you knew that the time of work was over. You just couldn't stand out there like this and say, come on. No, you had to stand at attention somewhat, sharp. You had to stand there. But you had the days of you look forward to that. See, I'm looking forward to the kingdom. Bliss. Hallelujah. So I'm going to guard this mitzvah. I'm going to guard what he said. Hallelujah. 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 Yahshua made a profound statement. I want to tell you something. It's in Lucas. I want to read this. Lucas 12:15. Hallelujah. It says in Lucas 12:15. Yahshua said, he said to them, Shulishiams, and those around him, he said, I want you to take heed. Beware of covetousness. He said, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possess. And that's not life, brothers and sisters. Lucas 12:15. He said, take heed now. Listen to me. Beware of covetousness. See, that's what covetousness is. It tells you what you possess, you're living. It's not the Hayah of Yah. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possess. That's not the life of Yah. Man gained the whole world today and lose his soul. What has he gained? That's not the life of Yah. And that is what this thing we call Christianity teaches today. That is life. Having abundance. Having 5 cars and 3 houses. Slave on the system. No time for Yah. But a man's life consists not in the abundance. That's not life. A man's life consists of the obedience unto Yah. That's what it is. All the whole houses teach that. It is diametrically opposed to even what the Torah teaches. Is not this what the Torah teaches? That our lives, it consists of loving Yah? Yahshua did not go astray from that. He said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possess. That's not a man's life. That's a false illusion. The life of Yah is in the power of our obedience and submissiveness unto the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And we must do that, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Is that what you have? As evangelist Horn would often say, and he has been proven to be right. He's never seen a hearse or U-Haul following the hearse. There's nothing that goes in that tomb. There's nothing that's going to benefit you. Period. Nothing. You can put a diamond ring in there, it's worth nothing. Grave robbers are going to come steal that. They'll dig the grave up and get it. It means nothing. So man's life consists not in the abundance of things. So the enemy wants us to think that because we have, we are living the life, we are living death. We are a living death. We are a living life. A man's life consists of obeying the Torah of Almighty Yah. And obeying what Yahweh commands us, that's life. Walking in the wisdom, and that wisdom is, you've experienced the Torah and the mitzvah of Yah. You've experienced the beauty of what Yah says, that we remember the Shabbat and keep it kodosh, keep it kadosh, and he barak the Shabbat and set it apart. We know we know the blessings of that. We know the Shabbat shalom of Yah. We know what the Shabbaton is. And the more you walk in it, you experience that, and it began to develop the wisdom and the mindset and the thought of how you think, how you act, and how you walk, and you began to delight in the wonderful revival of one's mind and one's life in the obedience unto Yah. Shabbat is his day. Hallelujah. And it is the seventh day. Not these land dogs saying it is the lunar. I'm going to finish up my books. I must do it. Even with the newsletter, I'm beginning to send that out now. There are things that I must do. Because there are those that are contacting us from all over. And the things that they are perplexed by, they must be answered. Someone must stand in the gap. Hallelujah. That's why the brothers say you must be strong men. You must carry the weight. You cannot be shallow. You daughters of Tizania, you must pray. You must lay aside your little petty, childish ways. And stand in the gap. You brothers must be strong men, not cowardice men that run at the flea or the dropping of a hat. We have a job to do. We have a mission. We have a duty to keep. We have a responsibility unto Yah. And it can be based upon our little juvenile, fractious ways that are so immature and petty that it's based upon our little emotional, demented minds. Must be based upon the instructions and the commands of Yah. makes no difference whether you love me or not. Hallelujah. A strong man that stand in the gate with the sword of Yah, the word of Yah drawn. They can draw from the inward parts and battle against the powers of hell. I don't want nobody preaching to me but this way. Preaching me this way. Hallelujah. Or preaching me no other way. I will. Todayah. There's a profound utterance in the Apocrypha, and I want to read it. It's from Baruch. And check in Baruch. Listen. And as Baruch, as he sought Yah for the interpretation of the wisdom of this apocalyptic event that was about to take place. And so he sought Yah and the wisdom of Yah. Listen to this in 2 Baruch 38:1. He says, and I prayed and I said, O Yahweh, the sovereign ruler, you are the one who has always enlightened those who conduct themselves with understanding. And look at what he says now. He says, your Torah is life, and your wisdom is the right way. How do I know that? Well, he says in Mishlei 3:1, my son, forget not my Torah, but guard my mitzvah. For length of days, long life, and shalom shall they add. So this what Baruch utters, it has great spiritual implications. Hallelujah. He said, now show me the explanation of this vision. You know that my nephesh, my soul, has always been associated with your Torah. And that I did not depart from your wisdom in my earliest days. For he said, my strength and my assurance has always come from the Torah. That is where assurance comes from the Torah of Yah. Yahshua. You have no life of Torah without Yahshua the witness. None. None whatsoever. He is the power of the life of Torah. The words that he speaks, they are ruach. They are spirit. And they are hayah. They are the life of Yah, because he is the life of Yah. And who can explain his life better than him but Yah? And his word explains that life to us. That this life is what we should live. It's Yah's life in us. That the kingdom is mine. We understanding the beauty of this life, as we delight in our love in this life, we know that the kingdom blessing is beyond any descriptive superlatives that we can muster from our vocabulary to express the dynamics and the power of the kingdom. And that's what we can do. Like Miriam, we can pick up the tambourine, we can dance and sing and shout. That's why there's always a melody and a song in your heart to sing. I'm going to keep that in me. Do you all understand that? I'm going to keep it in me. Hallelujah. Because I want to see the face of Yahshua. I'm living for that. Nothing else but looking on his beautiful countenance and say hallelujah. How I got over. How I got over. For my nephesh look back and say, Ma, I delighted in the Torah of Yah. The Torah of Yah is not insignificant, brothers and sisters. And that's why Shatan has raised up this Isabel, known as the church, to spout a false doctrine of hell. Hallelujah. Even as a young man, there were things that I will always question. Did not know the answer. But it's one thing that I can say, Yah has never let me wrong. I have gone in ways that were not conducive, but Yah suffered that. He suffered that. He allowed Israel to wander 40 years, but he had a place for Israel. And he suffered that. He has suffered many things that we have encountered and endured, but now he calls us all, when we hear the truth, don't harden your love, but repent and acknowledge that it is the truth. We must, and we have to, because if we don't, woe unto us. Your Torah is life. And the wisdom of Yah is the right way. That's the way. Your experience with Yah is in His Torah. How can you say that, preacher? Well, if Yah commands you here to remember in the mitzvah that His Torah is written and everything in His Torah is based upon His mitzvah, His commands to Israel. If He tells you to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh, then that's your wisdom. That's your experience with Him. So when you keep the Shabbat, you begin to experience this favor with Yahweh. You began to experience this wonderful interaction and this beauty of fellowship with Him. That's what it is. And that's the wisdom. It is a profound experience. That's why children, you think Teshua can tell her daddy things about life? What she knows about life is comic book. Her father experienced bills, trials, opposition. Her world has been based around laughter and frivolity. What can she tell this man about the constitution of life? Nothing. What can we tell Yah about the constitution of life? Nothing. But His Torah can teach us. And we must see what the Torah teaches us. The law. The instructions of Yah. They add to us, brothers and sisters. They don't take from us. But they will add to us. For your Torah is life and your wisdom is the right way. Now I want to delve into another aspect of this life. Now the scripture talks about in Bereshit, in the Bereshit or the Bereshit of all things in Genesis 2 and 9. It says this emphatically. It says in Bereshit 2:9, and out of the ground, out of the Adaman, made Yahweh to grow every tree. Does it say that? It said He made out of the ground to grow every tree. That is, look now, that is pleasant to the sight, and that it was tov for food. Everything that He grew, every tree, it was pleasant, and it was absolutely magnificent for food, including the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of Tov and evil. So He put both of the trees there in the garden, and they all were pleasant to look upon. He said every tree, did He not say? Or some of the trees? Did He say every tree was pleasant to look upon? Did He say every tree was Tov for food? But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, we have eaten. It's great to understand the wickedness in the world. It is a wonderful thing to understand the evilness. But we must understand the life of Yah, and we must eat from the tree of life. That is not a by distant thing. It is a now thing. And I want to show us this in the Torah, in the book that you have before you. Turn quickly to Gilead, Revelation 2. And verse 7, who can eat from the tree of life? Are there those that can eat from the tree? Sure they are. Sure they are. There are those that can eat from the tree of life. It says in Revelation, Gilead, chapter 2, verse 7. First of all, he that hath ear, you must have an ear to hear. Hear, O Israel, the mitzvah of life. You must have an ear to hear. Then you must shemach. You must hear what the Ruach says unto the assembly of the congregation. He says to you that Yakol, you that overcome, that endure, you that have the power, that is able, that have the strength of the Torah. Now that is what overcoming is, you Yakol. You that Yakol. You must overcome your flesh and the Torah of your flesh. You must yakol. First of all, you must hear. You must have the ability to hear what the Ruach speaks. You must know that it is the Ruach that is speaking. Well, Pastor Roberts, that meant when it's all over. No, this meant for now. For the word of Yah is a very present help. When? In the time of trouble. Now, are we in trouble times? Are we in a time of trouble? So is His word a very present help now? And I will show you the power of the fruit of the tree that was in the garden with Adam. It says, he that you call, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Yahweh. Has he not made us to sit down with him in heavenly places? Is that not the paradise of Yah? Can we not sit down in heavenly places with Yahweh? Is that not his paradise unto us, brothers and sisters? That's the paradise of Almighty Yahweh. We sit down with him. So we that overcome, we that have the ability to hear, we that hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks unto the congregation, we that Yakul endure, we have the strength and the might of the Torah. Then we will eat from this tree. And I want to show you the pattern of this tree. It's in the book. I know we don't read because we just don't love him. We don't study his book of now. Hallelujah. And that is just the truth. Hallelujah. It is just the truth. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 3. I want you to hear this. Mishlei 3:13. Hallelujah. And scripture says, 3:13, Esha, or happy, is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding, wisdom, the hukmah, and understanding the binah of Yah. He said, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than the rubies, and all the things you can desire cannot be compared to her. Is that profound? Listen to me, brother. Please hear what the word of Yah says. Why? Because it says what? Length of days is in her right hand. Is in the right hand of Yah pleasure evermore? So this is the right hand of Yah to you. The wisdom. In her right hand is length of days. At her left hand, what? Riches and honor. Did I not just read that to us? Riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness. Is that the truth? And all, not some, but all cold, all of her paths are what? Shalom. She is what? She is what? She is what? Tree of life. Was that tree in the midst of the garden? Can we eat from this tree today in the midst of Yah's paradise? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Talk to me. For she is the tree of life. 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 She is. She is. Well, Pastor Robert, no. That's for us to eat now. The hukmah, the wisdom of Yah. She is the tree of life. To them that lay hold of her, and happy is everyone that what? You see, that's why you're not happy. You're eating from the putrefied tables of puchery. Toto, my brother. Happy is everyone. Not some, but happy is everyone that what? Retains her. So you're not happy because you don't retain her. You hear it, but you do not retain it. I will. This is the book. Hallelujah. This is not some preacher's theology. This is simplicity of the book. As Bishop would say, this is in the book. This is not my theology. This is what the book said. And that is so, it is a simplicity. Brother Nathan, did you just understand what I read? You did. That even a young man child can understand. Is he in the book? She is the tree of life. In the midst of the garden was the tree of life. She is the tree of life. What is the wisdom of Yah but the experience with our HaMashiach? We eat from the fruit of the loins of Yahshua, what is body and his blood. We must eat that, and in that we have the life of Yah. What is that? Every words. Come on, my friends. That's why we must pray, Yah, raise up the men that will stand. I don't care who he is. I want to hear the brother. And when he speaks, I will stand by the man. We will give offerings and gifts for the works of Yah to go forth in an excellent way. Sure we will. She is the tree of life to them that lay hold to her. And that's the only thing that Yah had to do. I mean, Adam, did not Yah speak wisdom to him? Only thing he had to do is lay hold of that tree. For in that tree was the wisdom of Yah. Hallelujah. Was the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. So we must lay hold to her, brothers and sisters. And we lay hold to the wisdom of Yah, we are happy. You're not going to be happy. Esha, Esha, Esha. Happy are we if we lay hold to the tree of life and we retain her. That's the tree of life. That's the tree of life. For the Sadiqah of Yah is the tree of life. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to eat from the righteousness of Yah. Look what Solomon said. Now, this is a man of wisdom, was he not? He says in Mishlei 11:30, you will know whether you are eating from the tree. He says in Proverbs 11:30, it says, the fruit of Sadiqah, of righteous, is what? A tree of life. It is the tree of life. And he that wins souls is what? So Yah wins souls. He wins nefesh. He wins men, does he not? Has he not won you, man? Has he not won you, woman? Come on, is he wise? Is not Yah wise? So his wisdom, if you eat from that, then you eat. His Sadiqah is the tree of life. Did not Yahshua come in the Sadiqah, the Sadiqah of Yah? Was he not, and is he not the tree of life? Do we not eat the living bread today? Is that not the bread that sustains us? It's not a by thing. You must hear, brothers and sisters. Listen to me carefully. You that are listening by the live stream, to hell with all the religious doctrine. Let them go to hell. Don't buy their lying, devious doctrines. Get out of these Jezebel houses. Don't hear these lies from these perpetrators of hell. They don't care for you. They don't love you. When a man doesn't love the Torah of Yah, he doesn't love the Mitzvah of Yah, he's a liar. He doesn't care for you. I don't care what you think. When he compromised the truth of Yah, well, brother, you know, I understand. Yes, but that. They're liars. I want the truth to expose me. I want to be saved. I don't know about you. I want to make it in. I want the truth to expose me. Expose me, Yah. Make me naked that everybody here can see me. And they will be ashamed of my nakedness. Say, man, look at, hallelujah. Nakedness is not a pretty thing, is it? You look at your own physical self, you know it's not a pretty thing, all right? I don't care how cupcake you think you are, it is not a pretty thing. Nakedness is ugly. Hallelujah. Enjoy the Sadiq. Yeah, it is the tree of life. It is the tree of life. That's why I reminded us on Scripture Truth that we must flee the presence of a fool. Because there's nothing but death in their mouths. It says in Mishlei, in the 15th chapter. 15th chapter, verse 4. It says this. A wholesome or a mape, a wholesome tongue is what? A what? It is a tree of life. You find a tongue that exercises the Torah of Yah. You find a fool, they bring death. But a mape, a wholesome tongue. You find these silly women, silly men. I despise a silly woman with laughter and frivolity on them. I hate that. I hate it more than anything. That's what, to me, one of the most detestable things. I can deal with a drunk woman than a silly woman. I hate silly women. I say it. I hate a silly woman of folly and laughter. I see a drunk woman, I say, what's wrong, honey? I can deal with that, but a silly woman, all this loud laughter, I hate it. I hate it. I hate a foolish man just full of folly and laughter. But a silly woman is worse than that. It is. Got you woke up over there, huh, mama? I hate a silly woman. I hate it. I despise it. I hate it. What are you? I'm a man. That's what I am. I hate a silly woman of laughter. It's one of the most horrendous. And that's what the world has done to all of women. You can hear them a mile away laughing. Sometimes I'm in the store and I look at them on cell phone and I just look at them. Yeah, girl, you know. You pig. I don't answer cell phones at places. Unless I'm in Lowe's. That's the only place. In a store like that. But in Walmart and all that. They're lies. Ignorant, stupid, cancerous, radiation in their minds is stupid. This world got as stupid as hell. Fool heads. Everybody got a sale talking about what? Nothing. I've had one for 15 years, and I guarantee you, Sister Horn, total, I have not put total 100 hours on it. I guarantee it. Silliness. All this radiation, this. You know, it's highly esteemed among the world, isn't it? Yeah. Is there something wrong with it? And you want to put that thing in your head on it? Yeah. You're all for quiet, huh? Pack of hypocrites. It's a folly instrument. What do you use for business? Take care of business. Rodolphus, you got that from? Okay, all right, brother. All right, shalom. Ain't long. Brother James, stop by and get me. And brother, will you stop by? Please, where are you? Pastor Roberts, I'm coming down 601. That's all right. Stop there by Lowe's, get me two of the apple ciders. Apple cider now. I want that. Yes, sir. Okay, that's it. Causing cancer, tumors, the minds. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. This wicked world can tell you what they're doing to you and raping the hell out of us. And we are just ignorant as hell. Or you see the little knucklehead kids with the not talk. What are they going to tell me? Every kind of wicked thing, texting and dying. The parents thinking they're doing something wonderful. You don't get one here, boys. Hallelujah. It's stupid. Isn't that amazing? Because parents can do stuff like that when I give y'all a nickel. You hear me? Hypocrites. They want them to look well, but they won't give y'all a dime. There are folks that send offerings in here from all over. Brother sent an offering from Australia, tremendous offering. All the way from down under. And he had to get an exchange, and he sent it all cash too. Hallelujah. And he says, bless the brothers and all those of Teshua, Victory Community. Brother Jeff and his family. 26,000 miles away. Hallelujah. So Israel is scattered abroad. For the Tzedekah. We must put on the cloak of Tzedekah. A wholesome tongue. It is the tree of life. But perverseness therein is the breach of the Ruah. You know what a breach is? We saw that doubt and we saw when the levees broke. That's a breach. That's a breach. And so when there's a breach in the Ruhaka, then every kind of thing flow out of you. Can I show an example of that? Here it is, someone speaking to you spiritual things, and all of a sudden you allow a breach. You're just going to break out and your flesh breaks out. You will say anything, you will react anyway, you will do anything, you will respond anyway. You ever done that? You don't care what comes out of your mouth. When you find someone does that, they are rotten as hell. They are rotten. There's a breach, it's rottenness. And when that breach happens, you know that someone's rotten. Why? It's when you do that, you're a rotten thing. Man, you are a wicked, rotten thing. You're a rotten thing, woman. I don't take it back. You're rotten. You're rotten. You do that to your sisters and brothers. You are a rotten thing. You are very rotten. The Mopay. A wholesome tongue. You eat from the wholesome tongue, then that's life. That's life. It's life that flows from one that speaks that way. A wholesome, not just a wicked tongue, but a mapay tongue is the tree of life. But when that tongue is evil and perverse, therein is a breach in the ruach. The levees break. And that flesh will break. You think about your worship moment, how you've shown up. Well, I'm just going to tell you, and foam in your mouth. Mouth gets white in the corners, nasty looking, breath gets the smelling like hog dung. You're all awful quiet, huh? Must have experienced that. Huh? Sweep around my front door, yeah. He's sweeping, isn't he? You haven't experienced life. Do we do it Yah's way? Get that putrefied mess in your mouth in the corners. Eyes begin to, dilation of your pupil began to become smaller. You look like a crazy thing out of hell. Oh, you dignified ones, you can sit all you want to, but Yah, he speaks to Yisrael. He corrects Yisrael. So he got you, honey. You can run, but this sword is gonna cut your dress off your butt. You can try to get by, but I got your skirt, honey. You can try to hide it under your armor, your veneer, man, but I got something for you. This sword. Yeah, sword then. You have the sword of the rock. It's gonna cut too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is the wholesome tongue, brothers and sisters. That's why the enemy doesn't want us. That's why he's training the minds not to talk wholesome today. I say to my wife, there are things she will say, and I will correct her immediately. Of course, she would allow her emotions to displace her, but it makes me no difference. I say, now think about what you said. Now think, hold up. Think what you just said. Think about it. Oh, absolutely, I'm going to do that. For that's part of my body. Why would I let the body decay? Oh, I will, my brother, Toda. I say, think about what I said. Think about it. Listen. No. Listen to you. Listen to me. You listen to me. We're going to be judged by every idle word. So wholesome tongue, the wholesome tongue, the mape tongue, it is a tree of life. Is not the tongue of Yahshua a tree of life? Do we not eat the words that he spoke unto Israel? That's what we must eat from a wholesome tongue, not the tongue of a fool. Well, you find perverseness in that tongue, it will say everything. You will find that thing, a breach coming in, and he will raise hell. He will act like a fool out of the dark dungeons of hell. She will act like a Jezebel out of the gutters of darkness. I will. Toda for the strength to press on, my brother. He's going to set us all right. He's going to set us by it in order. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad to. I'm glad that he's going to do that. Let me finish up here. There's so much to this, all right? We're talking about life now. And not Fred Price life or creeping dollar. Penny hen. But what the Torah teaches of life. Hallelujah. We're talking about that. That life. The life of Yah. Hallelujah. And so we must have this wholesome tongue. It is a tree of life. And there is nothing else that exemplifies that greater than this tongue that speaks Torah. And that is what a tongue that is a mape tongue, the tongue of Torah. It must be a tongue of the Torah. I'm going to stop there because I don't want to get into the next portion, which is the fountain. You must understand the fountain that you're drinking from, that we may sustain this living, viable power of the life of HaMashiach in us. So I'm going to stop right there. All right? May Yah strengthen us. May His wisdom rest upon Yisrael. May he cause us to delight mightily in the imatz, his truth, that we declare with the consensus of agreement, Omein, unto Yah. We brought him today for all things. And for everything that he is doing, I take great delight in all that Yah is doing for Yisrael. It makes my life so fat. For I see the hand of Yah among Yisrael. May the spirit of Yahshua, come on, Brother Pat, rest upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We greet you all where you're listening from. May Yah bless you all where you're listening from. We do barak you all. So I barak Yah for his people. Let's get it. Hallelujah. I really do, brothers and sisters. Yah barak you all. Bless you all that are listening, our friends and our enemies as well. Shalom Yisrael. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, you all sisters, and sing. Hallelujah. Toda Yah. Come on, Toda Yah. Come on, you all can do better than that. Toda Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is for you, our friends and our listeners, wherever you're listening from. May I bless you all. Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For we delight in the Shabbaton, Omaniya. We bless you for all things. Yeshua's mighty name. Touch all Israel. Take each one home safely, I pray, in Yeshua's mighty name. And keep our minds set on thee. Bless all those that join us today in the live broadcast. Yeshua's mighty name. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. Israel cried hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.